We continue to do our check-ins with North Shore area basketball coaches, and joining us right now is Tom Doyle. Season's over, 14-6 overall, but 12-5 for the MIAA tournament. Tom, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Salem boys basketball getting ready for the state tournament. Nothing totally new there, but Tom, you guys had some impressive outings this year, I think, and maybe you could share a few of those with our listeners that you had a great year.
Yeah, no, very happy overall. Didn't know what we would have coming in. We lost a lot of key contributors from last year and got off to a tough 0-2 start and actually a 1-3 start after two games in Florida. So we were 1-3, so since then, I've seen a lot of progress. The boys have really stepped up, and we've had some key victories over PBD second time around against Marble Head, and some definite quality wins this year for these guys. And like I said, just continued to get better. We were a little shaky at the beginning of the year before we went to Florida, and then in Florida. And then first came back from Florida. So we had lost three of our first five, I think. And then since then, two losses to Beverly, who's a quality Division I Northeastern Conference champion. Then again to Wakefield, who is a top five team in Division II right now. So overall, very successful season, I think. And hopefully we can make a nice run in this tournament.
Well, I just want to ask. I'm asking coaches their take on the power rankings and where they find themselves in the power rankings at this point, and what that means for postseason games and matchups. So how do you answer that kind of crazy, confusing question?
Still trying to figure it all out. Starting to get a better grasp on it, but definitely taking some time to figure the whole thing out. And basically, we're floating around number 12 right now, and with a few games left for other teams, and not understanding until a couple of days ago that even though we're finished, other teams that we played could be affected by how they do in their last couple of games, and then our ranking could therefore be affected. So right now we're floating around the 12 spot. Looks like we'll get a home game in the tournament. I think the top 16 get a home game, and we're certainly hoping to stay in that top 16 and have a home game to start off the tournament this year.
Well, I don't think people can talk about Salem basketball this season without talking about Brayson Green. Tell me, as a coach, how has he progressed as a player this year? He seems like he's really grown, but I can't say for sure, but that's what it appears to me.
Definitely. He's a great player. He has a lot of tools. And at the beginning of the year, we were trying to find our chemistry and get him the ball in the right spots and for him to work to get to the open spots. And I think that was something we were able to do. And he's just gotten better and better. Freshman had an excellent freshman year and then came back now as our, leader and had, I'm going to say, three or four 30-point games down the stretch here. And so got off to a slow start and really blossomed, since we got back from Florida, has really taken his game to the next level. Can block shots, can defend, can rebound, certainly can score, can dunk, can shoot the three. He's got a lot of tools. And on top of that, he's a great kid as well.
Yeah, it seems to me one of the things that you as a coach have to work on is, and I think you were kind of mentioning it in a way right at the beginning, is the sense that, he is the go-to guy. So every opponent is going to know that. So you got to be able to get him free if you can. But on the other hand, he had games where he was just willing his way for baskets for you guys when you really needed those baskets. And whether it's going through a double team or triple team or whatever, he was doing what he had to do to get points.
Yep, and that is something that, we definitely certain teams really put a focus on him and made it difficult for him, and he still found ways to contribute. He is a very unselfish player as well, and he is willing to make the open pass and to make the extra pass and draw the two and like you said, sometimes a triple team. and then find the open man. And some of our other guys have really stepped up at different moments this year.
Yeah, and I agree with that too. As a last resort, he'll take on the 1-on-3 if he has to, I think. But that's kind of as a last resort, as you might expect. But Tom, maybe just a quick little thumbnail as a final outgoing question for you. So we've talked about Brayson, and just drop a few other names for me for Salem basketball as you guys get ready for the tournament.
So senior captain Jack Doyle, who is my son, has really stepped up this year and kind of taken the leadership role on the court and taking care of the ball, and he's a facilitator. He's one of the area leaders in assists. He had 17 points last Friday night on senior night, and so he will step up and shoot when needed, but he is a pass-first guy, and that's great combination between him and Brayson. Chris Prajazi is another senior who had an excellent junior year and has stepped into a different role this year as a senior and really kind of does whatever's needed on a given basis. He's mostly a very unselfish pass-first guy. He can help dribble the ball up when we have matchup problems, and he's a unique player where he's a tough matchup for other teams. And then rounding out the starters, we have Corey Grimes, who is a junior, big guy that really has had a lot of very good games for us underneath the paint there, scoring double digits and getting some key rebounds. And then Devontae Ozuna, who is another junior, really stepped up and has been a great defensive player for us this year. And had a few games where he stepped into against Saugus, he had, I want to say, 15 points and had double-digit points three or four times this year for us.
Tom, are there any more Doyles coming up the pipeline here?
Not that I'm aware of. So this is it, his senior year, and my other boy is a sophomore at Salem State. So, it's been a great run. And certainly we're going to miss having them around the school and in the all the programs up here.
Well, I'll tell you, that makes me feel pretty old, Tom, because I can remember visiting your Witchcraft Heights school practices when they were very small, at least,
I do remember you coming up and having those visits, absolutely. And it seems like yesterday, and now you blink, and he's going to be going off to college next year, and it's crazy how time flies.
It does. All right. Well, Tom, thank you. Best of luck to you. I think you've done a great coaching job this year for sure. Not that you don't always, Tom, but this year I think you've really nailed some huge wins with that team. And congrats to you, the coaching staff, and, of course, the players for what they've achieved. So best of luck in the tournament.
I appreciate all you do, Bill, and great talking to you.
All right. There he is, Salem High boys basketball coach Tom Doyle.